You're not swinging with Big Yawn, no, come back.
Time to turn the music up and go swing.
Live from the Dash, Swinging with Big Yawn Podcast. We back at it, man. Took a little break from everything, you know what I'm talking about, but we back at it, top of 2020. First episode of the year, and I got some special guests in the house, a very special topic, and we're going to bring in 2020 on a good note with some positivity, and hopefully we can make some things of it. I'm here to introduce to y'all, live and direct, straight from the dashboard as you're listening, we have Antirion Griffin, a.k.a. A.T., and we got Chriselle Fowler, and we got Little Miss Ansley in the building. Chop it up, chop it up.
What's up, y'all?
Yeah, what's going on, man? What's going on? So I had to bring y'all in, man, because y'all got a very interesting, with your book, which we're going to talk about shortly, you have a very interesting topic and a subject that most people need to learn, hear, talk about. It needs to be discussed, and that is co-parenting. Let's first I'm gonna get off into y'all introduce yourselves individually. Y'all talk, tell about yourselves, and we'll go from there.
Okay. What's up, y'all? It's Antirion Griffin. Everybody knows me as AT, and just glad to be here chopping it up with my boy Yawn. Got my co-parenting partner with me, got my daughter with me, so God is good, bringing in 2020 the right way in a positive manner.
Hi everybody. Look, I'm the quiet one of the group, but my name is Chriselle Fowler. We're happy to be here. We have Ansley, so she can experience this great opportunity with us, and we're just happy to talk about our book.
Okay, okay. Miss Ansley, you want to say something? Introduce yourself. Go ahead.
Say hi, Ansley.
Hi. That's the first time I've ever seen a shot. Right.
Hey, that microphone will do it for you, man. It take a little time. But okay, so now that those introductions are out the way, man, we kind of want to get some stuff leading up to where we're at today, which is you guys as co-parents to this lovely young lady. How did you guys meet, and give a little rundown without saying too much, you know, give a rundown of how you met, what led up to Miss Ansley and everything, you know, things of that nature.
Ooh, we going back now.
Yeah, we taking it back. We going back.
Who gonna say how we met?
Yeah, well, started at Captain D's. Shout out to Captain D's.
Right.
Word.
Ansley wouldn't be here without Captain D's.
Everybody that was in college, you know, you got to get that job when you sophomore, junior, to make your money while you're in college. So in undergrad, I started working at Captain D's, and then Chriselle started working at Captain D's. Mm-hmm. Kind of knew her off and on from high school, but that's when we met, hit it off, and everything
Tell how you lied.
One of my mentors, who was like a father to me, she took him for social studies. Mm-hmm. And so one day I came to work and I said, yeah, my boy said, hey, and he wanted us to come see, you know, just come to the game, come visit and all that good stuff. So I used my mentor to kind of spearhead me introducing myself, and then we started opening up from there. Yeah, and then after that, we just, you know, we were off and on for a while. Everything was going good. And then I got that call one day. Hey.
No, that's not how it happened. He is not telling the full story, y'all. We were off and on, but it was a big off at one point. We broke up for like 2 years, and we was done. Like, done. So then we decided to come back together. That was like a big decision. We were like, you know, really adults then, like in our later 20s. So we thought we were just gonna do this for real. And then that's when the call came.
Yeah. It was kind of like a trick me moment, you know, because I went back and told her. I probably did it on purpose. True story.
Yeah.
And she she said that that she was pregnant, and we went from there. Very scary moment, nervous moment, and exciting moment all into one.
Right.
Everything's going good, and you know, emotions were high. You know, and we talk about this in the book as well. Family members has an opinion, friends has an opinion. Mm-hmm. Everybody want to tell you what to do, how to do, and when to do it, but they don't tell you that it's going to be a struggle. And
right.
Yeah, and from that, emotions went high. Arguments started to happen.
We moved in together.
Yeah, we definitely gonna cover that. But moved in together. Arguments were out the wazoo.
For anything.
Any small thing, and that led to a breakup. You know,
now,
led to a breakup.
The arguments and things, Angela had already been born at this point, right?
No, I was pregnant.
Oh, okay, so this was all going on while you were pregnant.
Okay. You know, things were rocky. I don't know. It was like before I was pregnant, we was okay. And I don't know. It's just like when we got pregnant, like, and you know, AT was saying, I don't know if we were scared. We didn't know what to do. But like, that's when the argument started.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So she hasn't even came yet.
She's not even in the world.
And already it's like you see it, you see a down spiral. Mm-hmm. On what could potentially be leading up to separation.
Right. Yes, and what happened was, you know, me and Chriselle, as we do forums, we're going to definitely continue to speak on this, is that how we were raised affect relationship statuses, affect kids. And
I could see that.
Yeah, and I always knew that I didn't want my child to grow up the way I did. You know, I watched my mom verbally and physically abused at a young age.
Right.
And from that, I knew I didn't want that. So we were having problems on and off. Mm-hmm. Ansley was born. Right. It did not get any better.
Yeah, it only got worse.
Real quick, to I want to speak on what you said, AT, as you was talking about, because it just touched me, because I'm talking about this in a later project that I'm working on. You said, you mentioned about you didn't want her to grow up like you grew up. Now, the problem with that I have, not with what you said, but what people's view on that, because when people hear that, they'll say, oh, he didn't grow up this way. I know him. And that annoys me so much. I talk about that in my therapy book, which is coming up later. Just because you know a person, you don't know what's going on. You don't know what went on in that home growing up and what they see, because that is sheltered off from your friends and family. You know what I'm saying? So I had to speak on that because people need to get an understanding that people go through things growing up. Just because I'm smiling when I'm with my friends, you don't know what. I might smile to keep from crying because, like you say, your mother was verbally and physically abused and you seen it. When you with your friends, you smile to shelter that away from that. So I just want to speak on that to, you know, let people know we can't always say you knew how they grew up, which I talk about that in my project coming up, but that's for a later project. But you know,
no, you're exactly right, and you know, my mom is, you know, comfortable with all of this, so I'm, you know, we try to be as transparent as possible,
right?
In the book included, and you know, as young as 4 years old, you know, so when we went back and we were having these arguments. It was just one particular one that stuck out to me, and I sat back and I said, no, you know, I'm not going to, I'm going to leave because I don't want my daughter to ever have to hear us argue. I don't want my daughter to ever have to say, oh, well, you know, my dad and my mama did X, Y, Z. No, she will never hear that or say that or be able to say she witnessed it. And the problem, y'all, and I got to say this. And I'm gonna let Chriselle talk. I can do this all day. The problem is, the problem is, people out there listening, the first thing that we'll say is, oh, well, everybody arguing.
Everybody
get into it. I don't care if that is what everybody does. That still doesn't make it right for that child to see it. Just because it's a worldly view don't make it acceptable. So we have to stop saying, oh, everybody do it. Oh, you're gonna be unhealthy. No, that's a lie. You know, you go to church every day. That ain't what my Bible tells me. So I don't have, my daughter does not have the right or should be in a position to where she has to view those type of things. So
right.
I left.
Right. So, Chris?
My view on it was, like you said, you know, the way we grew up. So I grew up with just my mom. My dad was in my life, but he wasn't, you know, in the home with us. So again, that's not what I wanted. I didn't want to be a single parent. I didn't want to, you know, for it to be just me and Ansley. But again, these were, you know, me and AT never talked about that. We didn't, I think we might have touched on marriage once or twice, but we was arguing so much. So right. We kind of knew marriage wasn't in, you know, the picture right then. So,
right.
You know, we just, right. We both didn't want co-parenting, but this is what we got. So we both
right. Understood. Y'all wear it well, too. Y'all, I just want to say that, you know, just from knowing y'all personally and what I see and stuff from the outside, again, not from what's looking in. I'm pretty sure once I get a hold of this book, I'll see, you know, what inside is like. But just from the outside, y'all not putting on the front as perfect parents, you know what I'm saying? From what I've experienced and knowing you personally and stuff, I may have seen y'all, you know, have little debates and things like that. So y'all wearing it well, y'all doing it well, and now we're here with this book and everything, which is it's interesting because it takes a lot. And I know I joked and stuff and said that you know, just from the headline and talking to y'all that I wanted to be a co-parent at some point. Now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was really funny.
Yeah, it's funny, but I'm serious. Like, you know, y'all doing it so well that it's interesting to want to be that if that's what it leads up to, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to ask you, like, what like, for Ansley, how do y'all make life better for her being in a separate home? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to stray away from y'all giving away whatever you got in the book, right. But just in common conversation, like, what do y'all do that keeps her smiling? You know, what are some things? Give the people some things that you may do that y'all may disagree on, but you know you got to do it to keep her smiling.
Most importantly is we protect her innocence.
Okay.
You know, we get so caught up in, you know, our lives as adults to where we forget to protect the child's innocence. And that's in everything that we do. You know, whether it's adult language, whether it's adult beverages, whether it's arguments amongst ourselves, she has not witnessed or will never witness any of that. So we try our best to protect her innocence, even when we don't feel like it.
Right.
You know,
right,
me and Chrishell had an argument during soccer season,
yeah.
Which is what,
exactly
like
what
six, 5 months ago?
That was like April, May.
Okay, so around April, May, we had an argument that was minor and
no,
didn't make.
It was minor to him.
Well, it was minor to me. Yeah.
Right,
so,
okay.
And that
okay.
Happens too. We put
yeah,
that in the book
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
We're serious to one and serious, not serious
right.
To another.
Right.
But she never knew.
No, she didn't.
Daddy showed up to the soccer game. You know, Chrishell gave me that look. Oh, wait, oh, you here? Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Yeah,
you good?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was over.
And it was over, you know, just that quick. So, you know, we protect her innocence at all costs, whether we're talking about homework, you know, whether we're talking about different activities after school, what we can afford and not afford, you know, Christmas. You know, Chrishell gets on me a lot about buying things for Ansley.
Yeah.
You know, like that's her.
Look,
that's
Ansley my, shaking her head. Yeah.
Ansley knows.
Yeah,
she know that daddy.
That,
yeah.
That's my go-to. You know, I'm old. Daddy gonna go broke behind his daughter.
Right.
But you know, Chrishell stays on me about that. Whether I agree with it or disagree, I always have to think about what's best for Ansley.
Right.
So to answer your question, y'all, and I'm sure Chrishell want to add, we protect her innocence.
Right.
That's the biggest part of what we're doing. Like you said, we're not gonna argue in front of her. That's pretty much it. Like,
well, that pretty much, you kind of answered two things that I was gonna ask back to back, which was like, what do you guys do to boost her security, self-esteem with this transition? And you kind of answered that within. So, and getting Ansley's approval on some of the things that y'all just spoke on, her shaking her head, I would say that you do a pretty good job. In the book, I'm not going to talk specifically about what's in the book, but chapters.
Hold on, Jim. When you said boost Ansley's security, you made me think about something.
Okay, go ahead.
Ansley and I had a conversation. So, of course, you know everyone. She knows about the book. She's super excited. So, we were talking the other day. I want you to chime in, Ansley, because I was asking her, you know, Ansley, you know, you have a different, you know, type of upbringing. You have, you know, mom here, dad there. Like, how do you feel? Like, how do you feel about it?
I really don't care that you guys, like, he lives in a whole nother place. I just, like, because, like, we call every day. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like we're on FaceTime, and it's like we see, like, it's in real life person, and mm-hmm. I really don't care about it.
So you don't feel sad that mommy and daddy are in different homes?
No, I don't.
And that's so awesome right there. It's awesome and it's scary because I wish kids that I knew in her situation had that mentality and were able to, you know, get that luxury that, you know, that Ansley is getting. I wish a lot of kids were able to. Unfortunately, they're not. It's just the world we live in. So to hear her say that, It's awesome. It's inspiring, and it might have sent a little chill through my body. You know what I'm saying?
So, that's how I felt. Like I didn't know how she was gonna answer it. I just asked her because, you know, Ansley's at a private school, so, you know, I know that she's seeing a lot of, you know, two parent homes. So
right.
How does she feel about
that? And see, and it gives you the question, like, does your child respect you all being in that situation? And apparently for Ansley, her answer would be yes. But in a lot of kids' situation, that answer is no. Yes. Because they either resent them, right, they're sad about it, angry about it. So, you know, it's a lot of things that we, you know, that, again, come from this and reasons why y'all need to get this book that is out right now. You know, hey, if you're a co-parent, you need to have this book. You need to listen to this podcast. You need to go to every forum because some of y'all not making it work. And they seem to have found the answer. But we carry on.
Yeah. And you asked us about the chapters, you know. And, you know, of course, we buy the book now. It's expensive now. But, you know, we do want to, you know, float a little bit about the book and things like that. And chapter one, no sex.
No sex, man. When I opened the book, y'all, I saw that as the first headline, and I know that that's going to ruffle some feathers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So let's talk about that, right, man.
Me and AC, it was never, I'm not going to say it was never an option, but I think we were both always on the same page about that. Like, he never came at me.
Right.
Never came at him, and we knew that. I think we had talked about it before, though, how other, like, before we had even had Ansley, we had had conversations about how people, you know, who aren't together that have a child together, like, that's just number one. You shouldn't be doing that.
Right, like, right.
Yeah, and now that we wrote the book, one thing that, because we will be a volume two, but one thing that we found is not just no sex, but intimacy, period.
Right.
You know, because the flirting with this gonna always be my baby mama, this gonna always be my baby daddy, which we don't use those terms.
Right,
we use
right.
Child's father and child.
I saw you say that in the Facebook group you created.
Sir. Yes, sir.
No baby mama. And even when I talk to the kids and stuff, I try to talk to them in that nature. I say, you know, your child's father, mother, your child, you know, things of
yes,
that
sir.
Nature. So
yeah, it sends a negative connotation. So we try not to use it as much, or period. We don't use it at all unless we're joking.
I was about to say, we say it jokingly.
Yeah, we say it jokingly, but we don't use it at all. But, you know, it sends false hope when you are sexually involved or trying to still be intimate with your child's mother or child's father. So stay away from it. You know, how many times do we see as social media people where we see a child's mother or a child's father put a post up, oh, this girl ain't this, she ain't that,
mm-hmm.
this, and the third, all because of something that took prior to where they were probably intimate with each other
right.
for a spell, sent that false hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now
right.
they with somebody else.
Yeah.
And then person made.
Right.
And now we
right.
got a whole
right.
argument brewing, and only one person is truly going to be hurt by that.
Right.
Which is the child.
Right, right, child. Right. And again, I got to keep reiterating and saying that I don't have these personal experiences with relationships, kids, or none of that. You know, I'm doing my thing solo dolo, you know. Mm-hmm. But from my experiences with all my friends and family members and people that I know that experience this thing, that is an issue, especially in our community.
Yes,
you know,
sir. Yes, sir.
They can't let their mother, the mother of their child go, or the farther their child go. And it ends up, in the end, it ends up with bad results for the child, you know, because it does bring a lot of hatred and stuff like that. And me personally, I don't, since I haven't experienced it, I look at it as like it's something easy to walk away from, but for them, it's not. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's not easy.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish that, and that's what I'm hoping this book would do, especially with that chapter alone. That's a heavy introduction into the co-parenting game that you guys have bought, because parents do need to, you know, they need to think about that, because it's a lot of people still messing around with each other and you don't want nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, and the reason why I was excited to come on this podcast, Young, because you are raw and uncut. Let me tell you how hurtful it can be, and I don't even know if I've ever shared this story with Cheryl. It'd be first for her. If you are intimate, now I'm going to share a story where we weren't intimate, but how it still cuts deep, because you had a bond with that person.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. So Chriselle ended up getting a boyfriend before I got a girlfriend.
Right.
And so Ansley was 3 years old at the time. I remember it was like it was yesterday.
I was going to say, he remember details. Shit,
let me tell you something. Yeah. Let me tell y'all something. Guys are just as bad as girls. Don't get it twisted. We get in our feelings just as well. We just don't show them. But that's another podcast.
Right.
Another podcast. So it was a softball game. You know, we in Grambling, Ruston, Louisiana. We play softball on Sundays, and we kick it. So we had the softball game, and I wanted to see Ansley. Knew the conversation was weird between me and Chriselle, but I didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm walking up from one end, and they're walking from another. And the whole time, my three-year-old daughter is screaming Chriselle's boyfriend name. Where's such and such at? Where's such and such? Where he at? Where's such and such at? And it was, that's when it hit me, like, holy crap.
Yeah.
This thing is over with. I'm sweating.
Right,
right. Embarrassed. It's her and her friends together. Wait. And Ansley was, I'm going to bring it back, remember? She was saying it as if they were already having a conversation prior to, as if he was going to meet them at the game as well.
Right.
And this is my first time ever hearing a name, you know, any of these type of things. So, you know, then now I got to act hard, you know?
Yeah.
I pick Ansley up. give me a quick little kiss, and I go back to my car and go back to wherever I was. I didn't even want to be at the softball game. Now, take that story.
They're
going to
cry when
you get in the car. Amen. Yeah. take that story and add if we were intimate prior to.
Yeah.
But shoot, I'm probably ready to fight out there.
Understand. Yeah, it if you were intimate, it changes the dynamic of the result.
Exactly.
You wouldn't have walked away.
You
would have confronted her.
Oh, who is this Negro that she's addressing?
Yeah.
It would have been a whole other spin, whole other situation. So that no sex is so important. Because you got to build strength.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You agree?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Chris, has there been a moment with you where you've seen AT, you know, maybe talking to a female
or
something?
Well, AT had a relationship too. Yeah, I kind of remember a moment. Yeah, I do. So, okay. So, after that, AT had a girlfriend, and he had yet to tell me that. So, Ansley comes home. I don't know if Ansley had met her already or they had talked or something. And so, Ansley comes home, you know, saying her name and, you know, so excited and all that. So, I'm like, I was kind of my feelings a little bit because he hadn't, you know, told me about it. But so we do have moments.
Yeah, and these are all examples of prior to us getting in that co-parenting bond.
Right.
So, you know, these are we wasn't prepared.
We wasn't prepared for. Okay, so, and from the sound of it, Chris, it sounded like it was the exact same thing happened to you. That happened with AT.
Yeah,
and
it's like the name. It's like, huh?
So it's like, nah, that seems like a bond there that doesn't even compare, you know. They really are bonded if they felt the same way, you know. So see people, no sex, no intimacy was involved, and it resulted different.
Yes, sir.
But because those things are involved with a lot of y'all, it results in bad things that affect your child or children so much that you need to realize, go get the book.
Go get the book.
I'm going to keep saying it.
Yeah, we cover everything, you know, finances.
Yeah, I saw that chapter. Yeah.
Communication is cool. That's like from you know, different people talking to us, we're finding out more and more that we could have wrote a whole book on communication.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
A lot of people struggle with it. So that communication is cool. The finance part, in denial.
Oh, yeah.
In denial. You'll be surprised at how many child's fathers and child's mothers that we've realized are in denial about their situation. It's over.
Yeah.
Let's move on, you know.
Yeah.
Let's go on to something next.
Yeah. The denial part, I'm not going to say no names, but I personally know some people that are in denial in their parenting relationships or whatever, and it's affecting the kids. You know, it's just the harsh reality. It's affecting the children, and, you know, hopefully those people or individuals can pick up your book, and it could change the dynamic of that relationship or those relationships, because it's not just one particular relationship. Yes. It's several that I know of. And I would love to see those relationships mended, you know, and, you know, kind of put back together for the sake of those kids and stuff, you know.
Yes, so. We, you know, and, you know, not giving too much from the book, you know, two of my favorite parts of the book, you know, one of them is, man, it's okay for us to lose. You know,
it's easy for AT probably, because AT is really like a cool, laid back kind of guy. He's not going to, he ain't gonna fuss, he ain't gonna fight. So,
but I can't be crazy though.
Oh, we know that. Well, I know that. They might not know that, but I know that.
They don't. Yeah. So, you know, one of my favorite parts of the book is me talking to the guys about it's okay to lose. You know, we talk about, you know, one example is, women, you know, need to vent. They're emotional creatures. So we have to give them the opportunity to vent. So some days, Chriselle will call me and she need to tell me that she tired, she do for Ansley, I can't compete, there's nothing can be done while I'm in Houston.
Right.
And so, if I'm not at the place where I'm at now, then that could be a whole argument. Like, I don't care what you do, you know. Well, I do this, you know,
I
you don't do that.
It.
Yeah, you know, and all those type of things. But the place that I'm in now is I have to learn to lose. So I take a deep breath, and then I try to be solution-oriented. Well, what can we do to help this?
Right.
What can we do to help that? For example, you know, one of our biggest conversations always is Ansley's education. So what decision that we've just decided was, I said, well, you know, we could say, how about we try to let her do two assignments before you get home, and then finish the rest later on. That way you're not as busy.
Right.
Sat back, thought about it, and then she tried it. But that doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, she just want to vent, shut up, listen, lose.
Yeah.
I'll take that energy on for a couple days, and then we keep it moving.
Now, saying that with losing and everything, I was actually about to ask about that. Does it ever come to a point where you guys have to decide who can provide the better home environment for Ansley, or, you know, just people in general? Is that ever in question?
You mean between me and AT?
Yeah, like, should that be a question for parents looking to co-parent?
Oh, okay.
Who can provide the better home environment? Because, you know, a lot of times, I don't want to sound biased or nothing, but, you know, courts and everything, they automatically give judgment to the woman or the mother of the children in those situations because they're the mother. But can they provide that home environment that the child needs? You know, so what I'm asking is, should that be a question for co-parenting? Because how do y'all decide? Like, you know, I know Ansley is tied to you, Chris, as the mother and daughter relationship, but was there ever a point where you felt like, I think Ansley would be better off with AT where he's located?
I've never thought that. Well, now, mind you, AT just moved. Like, he think he been in Houston forever.
Yes.
My boy been there. Hey, he's so Texas. He's so Texas.
H-time, baby.
He's so H-time.
A hot
H-time,
minute. Yeah. So, prior.
Swinging with Big Young.
Yes. Hold up.
So prior to that, he's always kind of been in the area, but I don't think that ever came into question for us. Like, how did you feel?
Yeah, so, man, you asked a powerful question.
He did. Yeah.
Pride come before destruction, man. That's scripture. As adults, we have to be realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is my little girl.
Right, right, right.
There's no way. There are some things that I can never say, do, provide on a 24-hour basis for her.
Right.
So I'm no fool.
Right,
right. You know, and with that being said, you know, I knew that she would have to be with Chriselle. And too many times as parents, we're selfish to where we don't want to say, okay, right. They might be better off with the other. It's right. Nothing wrong. That doesn't
it's nothing
make you
wrong.
A bad.
I don't think
I'm
wrong.
Realistic, man. It's a lot of things that Chriselle do. I have so much more respect for women now that I have a daughter. Because there's a lot of things that Chriselle does or other mothers do that I know I can't provide or do on a day-to-day basis without blowing my doggone brains out.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. I need to vent
sometimes. You know, we have touched on this subject a little bit because death does happen.
Right.
And, you know, the question was, well, AT, if I die, what happens?
Yeah, we have to.
First of all, I'm moving back home. That's number one.
Okay.
Because I got to have our women, Miss Fowler, Cynthia Griffin, in a small radius of me, because mm-hmm. I'm no fool, and I know that I'm going to need help with Ansley. So we have touched on it a little bit, but to answer your question, kick that pride out the door. It should be you should have to be honest with yourself and say, okay, I can't provide like the primary parent. That's what we call in the book, primary and secondary.
Okay. Yeah, I like that reference.
I can't provide like the primary parent. So yes. You know, that the child needs to be with them.
Okay, all right, yeah. That and for you out there listening, I'm with AT, man. Let the pride go. Pride has destroyed a lot of childhoods of children, and we're trying to change the narrative of this whole thing. First of all, of how parenting go. I'm not a parent, but I want to see all y'all excel. You know, so. Let the pride go, man. I got to rock with them on that, man. And another thing that I was going to ask as far as home environments go, because and they go hand in hand because she's with you and, you know, AT's where he is and everything. Are there situations where Chris Ansley has to handle responsibilities that are made for adults? You know, in a lot of homes, kids are made to grow up faster because they are those responsibilities are put on them, whether it's just something simple as watching your siblings.
Gotcha.
Now, y'all don't have a sibling. She doesn't have a sibling. But those type of responsibilities are put on kids in single-parent homes because the other might not be in agreement with them. Or even if the co-parent is working, they still this edge where kids are – these adult responsibilities are put on them at these young ages. Do you feel like, I guess I'm gonna ask, do you feel like that's fair? And do you feel like that those responsibilities should be placed on those kids?
Right, I don't feel like it's fair. Like AT was saying earlier, we protect Ansley's innocence. So Ansley barely does chores at home. Like, and she's 7.
Yeah.
Should be.
It's about time. Yeah, right. Yeah. Now don't roll your eyes, it's about time.
You guys are just maids to me.
See how she think about us?
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't think
she
it's
called
fair.
Y'all maids.
No, I don't think it's fair. Like you know, you said Ansley doesn't have a sibling, so she doesn't have that to worry about. But in people's situations that do, I don't think it's fair. I think kids should be kids. If you know, if they're a child, they need to be a child. Now, granted, I know some kids are going to help out with little siblings or little brothers and all that, sisters, all that. But I definitely don't agree with them. It makes them grow up too fast.
Right. Now, being in separate households, is there ever come a point where when it's time to make a decision based for Ansley or on Ansley, have you ever thought to yourself, would I make this decision if we were together?
Well, see, that's kind of a hard question to answer, and reason being is because by the book.
right, definitely.
Reason being
definitely.
Is because we're so at a point right now with this co-parenting thing where there's not many decisions made on Ansley's behalf that we don't discuss.
That's true.
So, you know, so whether I'm in the house or not, you know, the decisions are still made between the both of us, and we come into an agreement.
Right.
You know, I can give you an example of each, you know, whereas the household with Chriselle, you know, Ansley's being 7 and active, she doesn't like to eat. You know, so you know, encouraging a child as far as a proper diet is hard to do. You know,
mm-hmm. Right,
remember
right,
being
right,
7,
right.
We love candy. We love
right,
things
right,
like
right.
That.
We ate. We
yes,
ate.
Sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you know, that's one of the conversations that we have all the time, and we come into agreement on what's decided. You know, what does she need to eat? Whether she needs to stay at the table like we was back in the day.
Right.
We just had that conversation a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Whether she
yeah.
needs to sit up but at the table and finish everything off of their plate.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether she's able to get up after a while, a little bit, when she's full.
Right.
You know, so that's one of the decisions there. And then as far as me not being in the household, you know, a decision such as Disney World. You know, like, me and Chriselle had this conversation all the time because in a minute, Ansley need to have a Disney World tour. Like
right.
all the other kids
right.
had a Disney World tour. Well, my idea is I'm just going to give them $3,000-$4,000 and her and her mama take them to Disney World.
Right, right, right,
you
right,
know,
right.
But that's not my decision to make. Now, I'm not in the household.
Right.
And so with that being said, me and Chriselle has to discuss that before it comes about. Or she say, okay, well, AT, no, this is what needs to happen. We need to do this. When you do that, then the decision is made. So that's why I say it's kind of hard to answer that question because we do deal with it as if we're in the same house.
Right. Yeah, we do. I can think of one instance, though, that we just had not too long ago where I did have to make a decision. And I actually was scared about it because I was like, oh, Lord, I didn't discuss it with him, you know, how this going to go. But we had always talked about, you know, Ansley, we didn't want her to do sleepovers. Not right.
right
now. She's too young.
Right, right. Look, deep sigh.
And
she's
ready
for
it. On us about sleepovers and want to do that. Now we're fine for the sleepovers for them to come over our house.
Right.
But, she, you know, she was one. And with her being the only child, and I can understand that. I was
right.
the only child. So
okay.
I sympathize with her in that. And so, yeah. So Ansley wanted to do a sleepover. So we had discussed. I had told her daddy about it prior. You know, we weren't going to do it. I'm telling him, I'm like, I'm going to take her up there. I'm going to see, you know, how it is. I'm going to let her stay. And, you know, she's going to come home in a few hours. So I had already told the parents' house that she was going over. That's what, how it was going to happen. So a few hours go by. I call back, check on her. Ansley is, you know, she gets on the phone. She's so excited. She wants to stay. And it was a good setup, you know.
Yeah.
We both, AT and I both knew the parents. And it was only a few girls there. So, you know, I was pretty comfortable with it. And I went on and broke. And I let her stay. And I didn't get to tell her daddy until the next day. But luckily, he didn't get on to me. He was
yeah,
okay with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But I was really nervous about that.
Yeah.
No, and that's a great story because that slides into one of our sections in the book on responding, not reacting. So when Chriselle texted me, you know, an initial reaction would be, you know, well, why you ain't tell me? Why I wasn't in on the decision and get an attitude and then start an argument for the next 2 or 3 days? But I didn't. I looked at the message. I took a deep breath on how I need to respond, and then I responded.
Right.
Okay,
right.
That's fine, you know, and then I made a joke about it. Laughter is good.
Yeah.
You protect my baby now because something happened. You know, we laugh about it and
right.
we kept it moving.
Right, right. So, not having said all this, man, I'm going to ask y'all, what are some contributing factors each of you individually contribute to Ansley that continue to help her be strong physically, emotionally, spiritually, and things of that nature, being that you are co-parents? And even though Ansley is in tune with what you guys got going on, she knows the book, she's still at a younger age to where it hasn't really punched her or kicked in, or however you want to look at it yet, to where when she gets that older understanding, she'll totally appreciate this book and you guys. I guess I'll start with you first. Chris, you can, you know, give me some contributing factors to that from your aspect.
Okay, so I'll start with spiritually. Ansley, we are both in church. Ansley's in children's church. I am the children's church teacher. Like, we all the way involved. Like,
and that's very true. I shot some pictures at Mount Harmony, and they were in tune.
Right,
yeah.
Right. I was super excited when my church said they were doing children's church, and so we're all in. So that's one contributing factor from my part. And just, you know, being a female, I'm trying to, you know, build Ansley's confidence and, you know, making sure, you know, she knows she's beautiful and, you know, what not to do, when, you know, with other little girls. And she comes home telling me all these stories and just trying to keep her in a positive note, because Ansley will come home with a whole spiel about how so-and-so did this and so-and-so. So I'm trying to keep her positive and, you know, just trying to guide her in the right way.
All right. AT, what you got?
Yeah, spiritually, you know, we pray.
We pray.
You know, I always kick it off. I always do it because I feel as if when she's comfortable enough to spearhead, then she will. So we definitely pray. Cynthia Griffin gonna kill me. Growing up wasn't always positive. You know, you grow up rough, you grow up in the hood, it's gonna be some negative moments where adults say negative things around you and to you.
Facts.
You know, sometimes to build facts. Themselves up. And so my goal, every time I could be dead tired, these kids could be and drove me crazy. I'm working on my doctorate, I could be writing a 10-page paper. But when Ansley Griffin's voice come on that phone, I make sure it's elevated. I make sure it's motivated, and I make sure it's positive every time because it does something for her mental psyche. So right. I always try to make sure that I'm positive when I speak to her as much as possible. I never want her to see any form of negativity, protecting her innocence. And then, another major thing is we be 100 with Ansley. You know, I'm with the millennials on that. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to, you know, man, you know, Young was talking earlier. Some things we did in the back in the day don't work.
They don't work, man.
You know, so
that changed from that.
So, you know, when Ansley come talk about the boys she don't like, Daddy don't like the boys either. And then once we talk about why we don't like the boys, then, you know, I tell her. Ansley, it's because girls mature. How many years faster than boys?
She knows
this. 3 years.
Girls mature 3 years faster than boys.
Okay.
And I always remind her of that every time.
Fun fact of the day. Presented by Ansley.
Right. So, you know, spiritually, we definitely want her in a spiritual walk. Physically, we stay on her about a diet. That's probably the most important thing between both of us. You know, we stay on her about a diet, and we try to keep her as motivated as possible.
All right. Yeah, those are some good factors for the listeners out there. I hope you were listening to that because some of y'all don't have those factors, and maybe you can pick them up at this point. You know, I'm hoping I specifically hit AT up. And it was crazy because he coming on my post. I had already had in my mind that I was getting him on my latest episode because I took a little break, me and my brother, from the podcast. But I had it on my mind because I want some of you parents to improve. I see a lot of you that need help. And all this leads up into what's to come in later months with what I'm going to talk about with therapy. You know, I didn't self-proclaim hood therapist. And you know what I'm saying? So All this plays a factor into what I'm going to talk about. And I was really glad and excited myself when AT told me that they were writing this book. He told me a while ago, and then we got together. By the way, I did the cover. Y'all come holler at me for the photography. You know what I'm saying? But when they hit me up, I was really excited, and I can't wait to dive into this book. And I'm going to use it because I'm not a parent. I'm going to use it to help people that I know that need it and stuff. Now, with what I've gained from this, from this particular, just talking to them specifically on this topic, because we are friends and I talk to them all the time each, you know, but what I've gained from this is you've got to love your kids more than you hate your ex.
Yes.
You have to. You have to love your kids more than you hate your ex or your, you know, the mother of your child, the father. You have to love those children because in the long run, the kid is going to be the one who's affected. And it's 2020, and some of us still haven't grasped that concept. And it kills me because I see it. I see it with my own eyes, man. Kids that are affected, kids that are sad and everything. I can tell you how many times I've heard, I just want to see my daddy, or I just want my mommy, or he hurt my mommy, this, that, and the other, because y'all not making it work. Mm-hmm. And hopefully this leads up to that in some way. It might be a small percentage, but it's a start. You know, before we wrap this thing up, I'm gonna ask you guys, is there ever a time, which I think you mentioned it earlier, but I kind of want you to elaborate on it. Is there ever a time where you guys have to play good cop, bad cop? You know what I'm saying? You touched on it with the soccer thing, but I want you to elaborate on it a little more.
No, you look, man. I had a coworker in August say it like this. Every time he walks in the house and his wife get ready to start an argument or do anything, he reminds her that they're on the same team. Okay. And I you know, me and Chriselle are on the same team.
We're not together, but we're not still together. On the same team.
And we need to touch on that too, Young, by the way.
Okay.
The
part. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. We're finished with that. But, you know, we play good cop, bad cop all the time, because we have to support one another. But you can't, all three of us has been in education at one point in time. So we know this already. You can't have two adults down and a kid at the same time.
No. Right.
It don't work that way. So if Chriselle's up, I'm down. If I'm down, Chriselle's up. I hate to keep bringing the diet part, but that's one of Anthony's flaws. So just a couple weeks ago, we had a diet conversation. I'm on the phone. Chriselle's good cop at the time. Dad is bad cop.
Okay.
My baby girl didn't want to eat up bread. Well, guess who had to be the bad cop? Daddy, you going to sit there, you going to eat that bread, and I better not hear nothing else about the doggone bread.
Right.
If I get a phone call back, it's going to be a problem.
Right.
Well, as I went up, Chriselle went down.
I did. So, because she ended up only eating like half of it.
Right. So now Chriselle went down, but Chriselle's not hated, Dad's not hated, because we flipped the roles. And because we played a good cop, bad cop, she knows we both love her the same, unconditionally.
Right. And that's important, man. Because I've seen that. Now, you said that. I've seen kids not like their parent because they were playing the bad cop, but the scale wasn't balanced to give them that. You know what I'm saying? They end up resenting again. From conversation early in this podcast, they end up doing these things because there is no balance there in that relationship. So you guys made some pretty good pointers, some pretty good points on this, you know, and I'm excited, man, to see where this book takes you all personally and where it takes people that need the help.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right here, we're going to talk about what you just said you wanted to talk about. We'll end it with that, and then I'll let you guys give you links, whatever you need, you know, social media, all that, man. So let's run it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, two points. I'm gonna let Chriselle drop in. We are not together, and we are not headed towards that.
Yes, we want people to stop asking.
Yeah,
and I was gonna be petty.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All the time.
Yeah,
that's why we started the book.
Yeah, and it's comical and sad at the same time. The reason why it's funny is because two African American parents are not supposed to be able to do what we're doing.
Right. True.
Unless
facts.
We together.
Right.
Or unless
right.
we have a sex.
Right.
You know, so that needs to be addressed, and that's why we wrote the book, to show you that you can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we ain't together. Look. Chriselle Fowler is crazy.
Touche.
And Terry and Griffin. It's crazy together.
Yeah, together.
Right.
But apart, we are a team.
Yeah, we're amazing.
You know, I'm gonna steal your quote. I'm gonna post it as soon as we leave here, because our love for Ansley is way stronger than the hate for each other.
Right.
It's
right.
A great
right.
Quote,
right.
Man.
Right. Right.
And that's powerful, because that's what it is for us. Right. We know together. Yeah. They don't have more. It's all in water, baby.
Yeah.
It's the homie right here.
Yeah. He's my dog. Yeah. But together.
It just didn't work, and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know, but for this one here, we're gonna make it happen, and we're gonna make it work. And I want to drop this strategy, because we can't continue to tell stories and not give you a tool. And the one tool that I want to give you guys out there, your co-parents out there, compliment your child's mother and your child's father.
Yeah.
It's okay to compliment them.
Yeah.
Not no take
without
that,
leading it, without right. letting it lead to, you know, something else.
Take that sassy out. It's about time you done something. I was waiting on you when you did that. Don't nobody want to hear all that.
Yeah.
Shut
yeah.
up. Nobody want to hear all that.
Yeah.
And hopefully y'all coming to our forums because AT going to keep it 100.
Yeah.
Don't nobody want to hear all that.
Yeah.
But how about you compliment? Man, I really appreciate what you done. I don't care if it was a dollar for a sucker.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you. Did you see that smile on that boy's face you gave him, that sucker?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
You got to start complimenting. You scroll in social media and you see he got that new job in the oil field. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Get that money.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. You don't know how much you motivated me to go do what I need to do.
Right.
We do that on a weekly basis, if not daily basis.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of times it the conversation don't even be about Ansley, because at the end of the day it goes back to her.
Right.
If
Purcell
is positive, then Ansley gonna be positive.
Right.
If
right.
is positive, then Ansley gonna be positive.
Yeah.
Motivate your child's mother and father. Get that hate out your heart. Yes. Stop being in denial and motivate them.
Right.
Y'all, I really appreciate you. I'm gonna stop talking. Let Chriselle get us spilled.
I really
appreciate you. But AT's key, man. Motivate the co-parent. It's okay.
Yeah.
I just want to end in saying, like, we want to reach more than just co-parenting, because we know it's the married couples out there who, you know, you can use the book too.
Definitely.
Yeah, we want it definitely. For anybody, even if you're not.
Except maybe the no sex part.
But go ahead. Well, some stuff, you know, may not go for them or whatever. But like, even for people who aren't co-parents, I know you might have a sister, a brother, a cousin, anybody. We just want, you know, everybody to get the word out. Like, read the book, and you can relay the message to somebody else who may need it. So,
Definitely, and I know that. With all the positivity from this project, there's going to be some form of hate. Now, that some form of hate ain't going to necessarily come out as they hate you guys, but I know this is a rebuttal that I probably will see somewhere or hear. Oh, they doing this project and talking about co-parenting like that's easy. You know what I'm saying? Now, having said that, you know, it can be easy if you make it what they're trying to preach in the book. Co-parenting can work. It can work. I've seen it work. It is working. This lovely little girl that is sitting in this room, she is so happy right now. She is smiling. She is laughing. And again, it goes back. She's only 7, so there's still a factor of dynamic that she doesn't understand what this podcast is even about. But she is happy. And some of y'all need to take that and take what we're saying here and run with it. And this is something that you can actually take and run with. You know what I'm saying? It's not gossip. It's not mess. Mm-hmm. It's not drama. Take it and run with it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm gonna wrap this up, but I would love for the lovely Ansley to have the last words.
What you want to say?
Anything you want to say.
before she dive in, guys, you guys can get the book off Amazon, One Happy Childhood, Two Separate Homes. An effective guide to co-parenting. As soon as you type it in, it pulls up. One Happy Childhood, Two Separate Homes, An Effective Guide to Co-parenting. We do have a Facebook group.
Right.
You can
right.
join our Facebook group. We got women in there. They killing us. All right, I need y'all to step up in there now.
We need more men in there.
I need y'all to step up in there. But the link is attached. We do have a website, and the link is attached to our Facebook page as well. Ansley, you can take it away.
Wait, right before you wrap it, I'm sorry, Ansley. In that group, I love that group because, like I say, I'm not a co-parent, but I see a lot of things. I just love the transparency that, of course, we know women are going to be open, but when men do come in that group, I just love the transparency that they show with when they're willing to admit their faults in those situations, mm-hmm. and that's dope, man, so we're going to keep that up. Now, back to you, Ansley. Go ahead, talk up. You got it.
I have nothing to really say, but I love that they're making this book because I'm so excited.
Oh, there it is. Hey, it don't get no better than that, man. Live from the Dash, Swanging with Big Young Podcast. This episode is everything, and I've enjoyed it. I've enjoyed you guys. Hopefully, we can come back. We can do a part two. And just from the energy in the room, I feel like we'll have several episodes on deck. So, with that being said, we're going to wrap it up and we're going to leave. You know what I'm talking about? Swing with Big Yawn, man.
Yes, sir.